Okay. Shirashim Dalit Yud. Matovu Dodaicha Chosikam. How Mayofu Dodaicha. How beautiful is your friendship, your love. My sister, Kalo, who's my bride. Matovu Dodaich Miyayin. How much better your love is to me is even than wine. Reich Shmonayich. And the aroma that comes out of your oils. Mikol Psomim. More than all perfumes. Okay, interesting. Mayofdu daech kol mokum sheheris li shom chiba yofu hu be'enai. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Klal Yisrael. And he's saying, kol mokum, every place that you showed me affection, chiba, love, yofu hu be'enai. This is a beautiful place to me. Gilgal, Shiloi, Noiv, Vegivoin, Beis Olamim. These are different places, I think, where the Mishkan was, and the Beis Olamim is the Beis HaMikdosh. So all of these places, to me, are beautiful in my eyes because of the fact that you showed me love over there. That's very interesting, just to stop on that for a moment, just to think about it. You know, we tend to look, you know, Hashem loves us. Okay, we heard a lot about that. You know, we know that he's Beicher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahavo. Rabbi Kivega says there that's really the strength with which we come to love him, because if we know he loves us, and Kemayim Haponim El Ponim Ken Leva Odom Elo Odom, so because we know that he loves us, so we come to love him in response. That's very nice. But we tend to think that the love is a little lopsided. We engage in the love of a needy person. I need him. Now, I love him, but I need him. And because he supplies my needs, I love him. And I love him, and I also, because of that love, want him to supply my needs. You know, hey, we got this special relationship. Please take good care of me. He, on the other hand, is not needy, doesn't need our love, doesn't need anything, right? He's all... almighty, all-powerful, all-everything. And yet, so we would think that the nature of his love would be a different love. I want to do for you, I want to do for you, I want to do for you, I love you, I want to do chesed. What does he say? He says, kol mokum sheheres li shom chiba. Every place that you showed me love, yofu hu be'enai. This is a beautiful place. Oh, Gilgal, Shiloi, Noiv, Givoin, or Yerushalayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at these places and, wow, that's a romantic love. Romantic love. This couple that's very much in love, and they pass this place. Wow, over here is the place that we first met. Wow, this is the place, the first time we went out together. This is where you proposed to me. This is where, woo, wow. That's human, I would say human weakness in terms of romantic, you know, associations. It's sort of like a weakling kind of love. Weak is the wrong word. I don't have the right word to describe it.
Shallow?
Not shallow, no. It's like, it's human. It's human.
Failing.
What?
Circumstantial.
What?
Human failing.
No, it's not a failing. There's nothing wrong with thinking the place that we first met or the place that we proposed that is a beautiful place. But it's very human. It reeks of simple humanity, you know?
Romanticism,
but that's the point. It's romantic and it's human. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a romantic love for Israel. The memories, the place, this place evokes a memory. Not that he needs a memory, he remembers everything all the time. But this is beautiful. Hashem looks at the places where we expressed love to him as extra beautiful. It puts the relationship in human terms. It's much easier to relate to a God who acts, again, he is different, but who acts or who's represented in human terms. In this place, you know, I did this very big mitzvah over here. Yeah? In this place, I did this very big mitzvah over here. Hashem passes, or says, every time he looks at that place, he always looks, he looks at that place as extra beautiful, because that's a place where we showed love. Okay, let's continue. But I think that's just very important to bring it down to a more romantic and human level, something that we can better relate to. V'hu she'yosan ha'bavli. This is what the python Habavli, who he is exactly, I don't know. He's some poet that came from Bovel. Menucha ushor v'udim, a resting place, and other places of meeting. Menucha, Zu Yerushalayim, shor v'udim, other places, meeting places. Mokem shenisvadu shom shchino liYisrael. I guess this is what he was referring to. It doesn't say it in those words, but he says that's what it means. When he says something, I guess in one of the piyutim, it says, Menucha ushor v'yudim. Menucha is a place of Yerushalayim, ushor v'yudim, and the other resting places are the places where Klal Yisrael, Shinizvad ushom Shechina Yisrael, where the Shechina, the presence of Hashem, got together with Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Paitan points out the specialness of these places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael met. Like, come on, like, what's the difference? The places. Who cares about the places? Okay, Hashem is all over. Hashem is Meloi Kol Eretz Kivoydo, and we have a relationship with Him, and that's beautiful. No, this is the place where we met. Ooh, that's only in human terms. But that's the way we have to look at our relationship with Hashem, so that we can relate to it. That's why the Torah always refers to Him in human terms, because otherwise we couldn't relate to it. We couldn't relate to a concept that's out of our scope, out of our terminology. But here, even these things, even the love, is related to that. Let's do one more pasuk quickly. Yud Aleph, Neifes Titoifno Sifsosayich Kalo. Your lips are like a dripping with honey. An expression of sweetness, okay? Sifsosayich Kalo. Kalo, of course, refers to the Chosen speaking to the Kala. Agav, today our world is so decadent that no longer appears on a marriage license. It says some kind of spouse A and spouse B. When I noticed that change in the marriage license that I fill out, I got very annoyed. You know, it used to be bride and groom. No such thing anymore. Anyway, but we're still living in the real world. So nofisti tovnus osayich kala. Your lips are like flowing with dripping with honey, my kala. Divash v'cholov tachas l'shoinech. Honey and milk is under your tongue. V'reach salmoisayich. And the aroma that comes from your garments, kireach levonon, or like the reach that comes from levonon, which is some very special type of a thing. We'll see, maybe Rashi explains. Neifes, mosul, he says. The honey, it doesn't really mean honey, I guess, but divash v'cholov, it says later, but this means something sweet. In other words, your lips are flowing with sweetness. I mean, just think about it.
This is Hashem saying, talking.
Imagine Hashem having this romantic conversation with Klal Yisrael. I tighten it to people like this. If you want to learn how to conduct a romance, this is also the best teacher. Because in the moshul of how the Chosen deals with the Kala and the Kala deals with the Chosen, that's not the way you're supposed to deal. And that is the moshul Shlomo HaMelech gave to appreciating the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. But okay, so he says, titoifno sifsosayach, tamei toiro. What?
That's what Shir HaShirim is? To appreciate the...
Yeah. The love between... Of course, that's what it's about. The love between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. But look what it says. Neifis, it's mosul titoifno sifsosayach. So he says, Tamei Toiro. What's the sweetness that Hashem sees? There's not really honey coming out of our mouths. I'm not referring to honey or sugar or something else, but it's the Tamei Toiro. Now, it's very interesting that there's a special sweetness in the Tamei Toiro. Very interesting. Because the truth of the matter is that the Tamei Toiro make it sweet for us. Rabbi Gifter, Zecharenu Livracha, that tells a Rosh Yeshiva, wrote in the Hakdoma, he has a Sefer on the Minchas Chinuch, I think it is. So he wrote in the Hakdoma to the Sefer that the reason we call it Tamei HaMitzvahs, reasons, Tam means reason, the reason for the mitzvahs, he says, the Loshen Tam means literally taste. So he says like this, he says, an apple, if you couldn't taste it, it had no taste, would still be just as nourishing, just as healthy. But it wouldn't be so gishmak. You wouldn't enjoy it as much. The Tamei HaMitzvahs make it more palatable. You eat it better, you enjoy it better, you internalize it better, because it's gishmak. When you see there's a benefit here. There's a toelis. There's a tam. I'm doing something. This is what I'm doing. So it adds geschmack. It adds taste. It adds enjoyment to the mitzvahs. So it's interesting. So he says, when he's talking about the sweetness in our mouths, it's talking about tamei Torah, which I think means that when we study and we write and teach and learn tamei Torah, so we feel the sweetness of the Torah. And when we feel the sweetness of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's sweet to me. So it isn't just that the Torah itself that we're doing, but it sounds like Tamei Torah, that this is the, it's like a reciprocal thing. When I see you in a sweet mode based on your connection to me, because the Torah is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sweetness I look at, and that makes me look and say, this is so sweet to me too. I feel the sweetness through you. V'reach sal moisaych. And the aroma that comes from your clothing, mitzvahs hagunois hanoheges besal musayich. This, he says, are the mitzvahs that pertain to the garments. Tzitzis, tcheles, bigde kohuna, isur shatnis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu again says, and your clothing has a beautiful fragrance. Your clothing has a beautiful fragrance. Why? Because of the mitzvahs that you do with your clothing. So it's very interesting how, when wherever Klal Yisrael does mitzvahs, with ever what Klal Yisrael does mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this and says, wow, what a beautiful aroma, what a beautiful fragrance. Your garments smell so beautiful. Why? Not because of physical, material perfume, but because you have tzitzis, you have tchelis in the tzitzis, you wear big day kahuna, you makbet on shatnez. These mitzvahs that you have, that's what makes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. Look at this love, the nuanced and romanticized and detailed love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, responding to each and every one of the mitzvahs that we do, of the Tamei Torah that we learn. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at. And the places where we express love, all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is precious as it is to a chosen who's in love with the Kallah. Okay, we've got to stop.